Crap. Whoops. Did you hear that?
No, it kind of went.
Let me do that again. Welcome to the pickup line. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the pickup line. It's been a few weeks, Hannah, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks, I think. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. It sucks. I love doing this show. I got to say, today was kind of a blah day. But then as I got closer to the pickup line, I was like, yeah, we're going to do this again.
Me too.
I missed it. I think we're going to have a good show today. For those that don't know, we are a podcast that we focus heavily on normalizing conversations around sex. And today's topic is kinks. So, what is your favorite kink? Give us a call. You don't have to reveal your identity. 951-364-2430. And let us know what your favorite kink is. Or if you have questions about another kink and want to know, give us a call. Or dating advice in general. I think we're pretty decent at that.
Yeah. Of course, you don't have to share. Only share what you're comfortable with. And if you don't even want to share your identity, that's fine too. I meant to kind of prep with you, Ethan, before this. We need to get our poker faces ready because I don't want anyone to feel ashamed by some of the things we're going to go over. Like if we go over a fetish and it apply or a kink, it applies to you. Yes.
Your mouth isn't matching the audio.
My mouth isn't matching the audio.
No.
I have no idea how to fix it. Should I scream for my boo?
Scream for your boo.
Thomas!
By the way, I love Hannah's background right now. Like she is in a dungeon with paddles. She brought some sex toys. My girlfriend was going to give me a sex toy and I totally forgot. It was like this electrical thing. I was really excited, but it slipped my mind and I didn't grab it before I went. Also, yes, I know that I typically giggle at certain things because these conversations for me can be difficult at times because I come from a very conservative upbringing and have not had a lot of exposure. So sometimes I start giggling. So I will do my best to mitigate that. Please know that if I laugh at any kink, it's genuinely not intentional. I just get sometimes uncomfortable. Now I'm wearing my thought back. Tell Thomas how to change your change.
So whatever you changed didn't work. Technical difficulties, folks. For those of you who don't know, I just moved. So I'm in a different place now, and we just set up the studio, and it's a little weird right now.
So your mouth's off, but whatever. Let's just go with the flow.
Okay, he says, my mouth's off. My mouth is off, but whatever. Let's just go with the flow. Okay. Holy cold, everyone.
Anyways, so smiling is my defense mechanism when I'm uncomfortable. So at times you may see that, but just know nobody should be ashamed of their kinks as long as it's between two consenting adults. Earlier, I had actually made a Facebook post, which unfortunately there was some kink shaming involved as someone brought up age play and started saying that age play. So fair warning, trigger warning. This show is about kinks. We're going to be talking about explicit content and kinks that may make you feel uncomfortable. So, and we can't give a trigger warning every 5 minutes. So we're just going to give it now, the beginning of the show. If you are easily offended or made uncomfortable, please turn the show off now as this is a taboo and hot topic. And there are some kinks that I guarantee you are going to make you really uncomfortable. So please, no hard feelings. Go ahead and leave the show now if that is something that will happen to you.
You guarantee we're going to make them uncomfortable today?
Guarantee it. Especially with some of the words we have to say with some of these kinks. Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of verbiage that we use, and I want anyone to jump in and correct me if I misrepresent something or if I'm referring to something incorrectly. Some of the euphemisms I will use might be my defense mechanism. So I don't know. I guess here we go. I mean, we can. Does everybody?
Okay, so
do we all know what a kink is?
We have someone on hold right now.
Oh.
If you're calling to debate religion, this is not the show for it. Give me one second.
On. This always happens. But while he's checking in to see if that's the case, sexual fantasy is highly varied across the spectrum. So fetishes might simply be one element of our diversity in terms of sexual interests and arousal. That was from a PhD sexuality counselor, Jessica O'Reilly. That means we'll have different tastes, just like we do in food. They can, and I was actually curious, like, why people have kinks. Like, how do they start? It could be like when you're going through puberty and like your first experiences can kind of shape that. And I was reading that also could just kind of have something to do with your personality and the way you're wired. I mean, why do you like the things you like? Like, why do you like? Why don't you like chocolate, Ethan? Like, you just are that way. Or it's an experience. I don't know.
I think that, like, there are things that happen to us when we're younger that can cause some of these kinks. Like, to give you an example, I'm not going to say what. And again, trigger warning, when I was 5 years old, I was forced to watch a pornographic film. It was not very comfortable for me. And when I tried to leave, the person was like, do you want to try what they're doing in the video? And I immediately grabbed my friend like by the hand and walked him out the door and got out of there as quickly as I could. Anyways.
Wow.
What I had seen in that video has become a kind of a kink of mine. I don't know if it qualifies as a kink.
Wow.
So I wonder if this kink I have is only because of what I was forced to watch when I was 5 years old.
That's really interesting. Like way too early on just exposure. Like, I don't know. That's it. I don't even want to bring like childhood into this. Cause like it's so fucked up, but like things that aren't developmentally appropriate. I mean, we have the age of consent for a reason. So.
Yes. Now, and I will say, even with that, like, at one point you want to say what's between consenting adults is between consenting adults. But at the same time, there are times where certain things seem predatory if someone is too young and another person is too old. Where, you know, because we're really not fully developed till we're 25 years old. But to be honest, I don't know that I'm ready for this conversation. So I'm going to actually stay away from that specifically because I just, the waters are too.
You mean like, age play?
Okay. Like, no, I'm not talking about age play. Just saying in general, like I, you know, because of my age, I wouldn't feel comfortable with an 18-year-old. I would feel like I was preying on them.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is, I have a really hard time, like power dynamics don't really sit well with me unless like you've really kind of worked through it and you're not like naive about it or the other person's not manipulative about it. Power dynamics really freak me out. But when you're talking about like doms and subs, that's a different story. But yeah, did you figure out if that caller wanted to debate God or talk about whether he likes fingers in his butt?
They don't. They want to talk about, I think specifically my Facebook posts and kinks and kink shaming. So we'll get to them.
Okay. No, that'd be really interesting.
Sometimes we do get people who want to, they call into the show, oh, it's two atheists. We're going to debate them on religion. And it's like, no, this is not the show for that. We are here to talk sex, dating and relationships. And again, before we dive into these kinks, we'll get to a few kinks before we get to the caller. I do want to remind everyone, just if these conversations make you uncomfortable, please turn it off now, because some of these kinks may trigger you because of what they involve.
Right. Amit Matthew, thank you so much for the super chat. Says, for the viewers and learners, what is a kink? What qualifies as a kink? And how is it different from a fetish? I actually pulled a quote from an article I found earlier. It says, while the terms fetish and kink, well, people use them interchangeably, kink means an activity or a behavior someone enjoys that exists outside the norm of traditional sex. So I don't know how that, like, I don't know the difference in like the, whatchamacallit, the definition, but I know that some people do use them interchangeably, but I know that kink is like something that's not considered the norm, which is interesting because when I was doing some research on a lot of these kinks, they're very common. So wouldn't that just kind of be the norm? What is the norm? There's no norm.
So according to what I'm reading right now, a kink tends to increase a partner's pleasure while a fetish replaces the partner with an object.
That's interesting because, huh, really?
That's, again, we can't take this as concrete. This is just what I'm reading right now.
It's from the interwebs.
So kink is an umbrella term that encompasses all alternative sexual interests, basically anything outside the more common. So I guess by that standard, like, missionary would not be a kink.
You can't have a missionary kink.
I mean,
a missionary fetish. Then, I mean, like, that's the thing. Like, sex is like so, there's so much to it. I'm like, what even is normal? Like, I mean, I'm trying to think of like what would be considered normal vanilla sex, penile, vaginal, missionary.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with normal. And a fetish is a
vanilla. Sorry to disappoint anyone.
Wait, you're vanilla?
I have like, I do have. I know. I surprise people. I'll be totally transparent because I think that's just a wonderful thing to be if you're comfortable with that. And that's worked for me, whatever.
Don't forget, I've seen your sex toys. So,
right. Like I'm I have my kinks. I like to explore, but I'm like totally fine. Just, I don't know. So to be completely transparent, since I started my medication for my anxiety and depression, my libido, I'm just kind of like, meh. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And like, not that I'm like, oh God, I'm like not having sex, I'm so miserable. It's like, it's just kind of, I just don't think about it as much. So I don't know. That might have something. I mean, I don't know. So that might be a reason I've become so vanilla, but I'm open to some shit. Like, it's, I think kinks are fun. Every once in a while we spice things up, but for the most part, it surprises people though, right?
Yeah. I had a fairly vanilla upbringing, but internally I believe I've always had a more spicy side, and there's nothing wrong with vanilla at all. And I don't even like using the term vanilla because vanilla means like plain. Exactly.
I love vanilla. Vanilla bean, baby.
Yeah. So there should be a better term than vanilla. Cause I know a few people who do use it in a negative way. They're like, oh, you know, when I was in a band, our female lead singer, this is when I was much younger. She was like, you guys are just all too vanilla, because we didn't want to go to like swingers parties at that time. So she
used it.
No, it's not, because honestly, like, while I am now open to swingers parties and things like of that nature and more excited to try, there's nothing wrong if you're not into it. It's not for everybody. If somebody just wants to have monogamous sex in one position, you know, and not experiment, that's fine. You know, find a partner that fits that. I think sexual compatibility is really important, which is why I will not advocate for waiting until marriage for sex, because you could be compatible in every way, but if you're not compatible sexually, it's going to make your relationship more difficult, because sex is important, not to everyone, but to a lot of people, it's very important. I know if I wasn't sexually compatible with someone, I couldn't do it again.
I think sexual compatibility also includes like asexuality, because like you want to meet someone who is compatible and would be comfortable with that. You know what I mean? Like, the sexual compatibility and the lack of, well, I can't find a way to word this, but like, you know, sex is important even if you are not someone who's into sex or is very vanilla, like you need to find, like it's important in the way that you still need to find someone that matches that. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. like we're vomiting too much.
Before we jump in and start listing some of these kinks and going over what they are, do you want to take our caller?
Sure.
Okay. So the caller, as I said earlier in the broadcast, I made a post asking what people's kinks were. And then unfortunately, there was some kink shaming.
Can I ask really quick before we take the call? What is age play?
So age play, as I understand it, is when somebody pretends to be a different age.
Okay.
Like they could play someone much younger.
Okay. I don't know enough about it to have an opinion yet.
Exactly.
I'll say that.
So let's get Khalil. You are on with Ethan and Hannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. So what did you want to talk about?
Yeah, I wanted to call in. There was a Facebook post that I saw to where there was some back and forth going around, and I was just curious to see what your guys' personal opinions on it was over age play and everything like that. So when it comes to like kink shaming, I understand what the whole premise is with it. But should we be promoting the ability for people to have pedophilic kinks?
So this is a tough one. And again, I would like to issue a severe trigger warning from this moment forward, because we are going to be talking about a hot topic. And I want to be honest, I am not as knowledgeable on this topic as I'd like to be. However, I would at least like to attempt this conversation. For some of you watching, it may be easier to turn off at this point and maybe come back when the age play conversation is done. In terms of pedophilia, obviously, I condemn it. I'm completely opposed to it. If we're talking age play, I am not for it. I don't understand it. But I'm not going to go as far as to shame it, only because I don't know enough. And I don't know how it negatively, if it actually impacts other people. So if, for instance, two consenting adults want to engage in that, and they're never, ever in any way go outward and try to actually, you know, hurt someone that's not of age, then I don't really see an issue with it if it's between two consenting adults. Now, promoting it, I'm not going to sit here and be like, hey, you guys should try this. No, that's not what I'm into. It's not my kink. But I at this point, with the information I have available, I'm just not comfortable enough to, like, I guess, form too heavy of an opinion on it. What about you, Hannah?
Yeah, no, I feel like I'm really going to disappoint our caller, because I actually didn't see the post. I really wish I had now, and because that would have given me time to do, just because as soon as you said age play, I was like, what? Like, I mean, you sent me a whole list of kinks, and a lot of them I was like, what? But no, I don't know enough about it to have an opinion. Like, I literally just learned what it was just now. Well, I mean, I know about like daddy dom little girl type thing. Yeah. And I was trying to do some reading on it before this podcast, and I would love to talk to someone who is involved, or like who does partake in that kink, and kind of understand like the mindset behind it, because I just want to make sure, like, as long as you're not acting out in real life with minors, like definitely don't do that, but also. No, like, so that, see, I'm literally just trying to like digest and form an opinion right now. And because this is live, I probably should sleep on it. But I really appreciate you giving me food for thought. I mean, I want to go see the post now, because I'm really curious what people have to say. I don't know.
The other thing I'd like to say is age play isn't, and I want to be very careful here, isn't pedophilia because it's not actually involving children. And they're not necessarily even, or sorry, I don't know whether they are or not, but they're not doing it. Oh my God, this topic makes me so fucking nervous.
I'm going to take the reins for a second.
Yeah.
From what I was reading, and so this is just my understanding so far, age play is kind of more of a sub-dom type thing where you do it with someone you trust who you feel like is taking care of you. And that's kind of why this like older versus younger dynamic starts to exist. So if it's just that, it kind of sounds innocent. I will be honest, the thought of like pretending to be like someone who is not an adult in the bedroom, I don't understand that, but that doesn't mean I'm not open to being like, hey, what's up with that? Like
it even gets to the level of age play to where people are like, before having sex and foreplay and whatnot, they are taking diapers and putting pacifiers in people's mouths before they have intercourse.
So I
understand that is a kink, but it's just, I can't get around like the thought that is just, you know, to say that we're not going to speak against that and to not stand up against the ability to like promote even the thought of taking a diaper off of a child, you know, it's turns my stomach just to call in and talk about it. And I understand why Ethan's, you know, uncomfortable right now. I just feel like this is kind of really important to focus on, because if we're not going to be, you know, we don't speak out against something as disgusting as this within our society, then we can't really speak out against men who are alone in their house watching child porn or watching, you know, porn that people are actually of age, but they're watching what's pretending to be father, daughter, what have you, you know.
Well, people do like pretending to like fuck their like family. There's like incest porn, right?
There, yeah. Which, and also keep in mind, just because there's a father daughter doesn't necessarily mean overage and underage. And additionally, age play isn't always sexual. Like I don't know if you saw this, Justin, there was this video of this girl who liked wearing a diaper and being treated like a baby around the house. And the boyfriend acknowledged and agreed with it, but they both made a clear distinction and said, just so you know, this is not sexual. She just likes to pretend like this during the day, but this doesn't involve the bedroom. So it's not always sexual. Mm-hmm. However, in terms of consenting adult versus an actual child, those are two very different stories. And I will always outright condemn any form of pederasty or hemophilia and hemophilia in all forms. But Justin, I don't want to spend too much time on this topic because we do have a lot to unpack. Was there anything else you wanted to say on this topic before we move on to the next kink?
Yeah, no, I just kind of wanted to get your guys' views on it because obviously my wife was on the post and she was conversing with you guys. And I'm in agreement with my wife that I can't support anything that even in any way, shape, or form promotes even the slightest thought of anything about pedophilia. I mean, I can't support even the thought of even entertaining the idea, to which I believe that's what age play is doing, especially when it comes to taking diapers off, that we're entertaining the idea and saying it's okay if you guys entertain the idea to have sex with children. It turns my stomach. So I thank you guys for taking the call. I thank you for diving into this very deep, bad subject that I don't think anybody's comfortable here talking about. But sometimes I believe that we need to have these conversations and get into the weeds sometimes to try and really understand what lies at the bottom.
Agreed. Thanks, Justin. Yeah, I appreciate you taking the time raise these questions.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for calling. For let me call in.
No problem. Talk to you later.
I
need to do a lot more research on this topic, and I need to spend more time. And I hope if I in any way was incorrect in what I said, please let me know so I can correct it immediately. I don't want to believe anything. I want to believe as many false things, as little false things as possible, and as many true things as possible. So
right.
throughout this episode, I make any mistakes, please point them out. I will immediately correct it.
We love self-growth.
For those that stuck around and tuned in to that hard topic, I really appreciate it. I would just like to remind everyone that age play is not always sexual. There are plenty of people who do it, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the bedroom. You know, and this also brings up another topic, which we're not going to get into, only because, again, it requires a lot more knowledge, is in you know what? I'm not even going to bring it up, but it has something.
No, like, way.
So,
I do have a thought, though. I mean, I get what he's saying. If there is, if we're entertaining the idea of like harming children, I don't want to condone that, of course. But I'm also hearing the argument that age play isn't, you know, sexualizing children and fetishizing and pedophilia. I would like to hear that argument because I haven't heard it, so I'm not just going to go like, yeah, it's all wrong, because like I don't fucking know. I'll be honest, it sounds a little different, but like
it does. But I'm not gonna shame it. I don't know enough.
Exactly. I'm not gonna just be mad at something because I don't understand it. And I'm not saying that's what that guy's doing. Like, he might know way more than us. I don't fucking know.
Well, okay, I'm gonna bring it up anyway. No, never mind. I'm not gonna.
Should we just get into like listing cool kinks and like seeing if
let's what they are? Let's,
can we make it fun?
Let's start with the first kink. We have a bunch of kinks listed.
Are you looking at my list or your list?
I'm starting with your. Well, here. So my girlfriend gave me a list.
Thank you to your lovely partner. That list was.
Yes. She doesn't care. Like, I'm hesitant to actually reveal my kinks. She doesn't care. So she gave me a list. Some of these are hers, some are not. So restraint,
yes,
choking, slapping, pegging, electro play, wax play, temperature play, butt play. I'll just say I'm not even comfortable.
Wait, where are you? Hold on, let me go. I'll say it.
No. I mean, I'm not comfortable what saying which ones are my girlfriends or not. But either way,
she's
like, I'm the shy, conservative one, and she's the experienced one, opening me up to all these new doors.
You're like a band girl.
So, and then also, here's some other ones. DDLG, which is Daddy Dom Little Girl. No, that does not necessarily mean an adult and someone pretending to be a child. It's just like daddy. Like, I don't even know how to describe it well.
Oh,
I wish we had Puck on, because Puck is pretty good in this area. Then we've also got, and if you have any questions, we've got furries.
Which is not always sexual.
To talk furries, because there are whole conventions of people that will dress up and fantasize about being an animal. And again, not always sexual. Then we've got
cuckolding. It's like dress up.
Yeah.
Then well, I also know that some people like describe their fursona as like kind of what embodies them. I actually snuck into a furry convention once.
Really?
I did. I was there for a Super Smash Bros.
Snuck in. Okay.
Huh?
Sure, Hannah. Snuck in, I believe.
Okay, well, no, seriously. I mean, the story's way, like, dorkier than, like, okay, so I snuck into, no, I didn't sneak into this one. I was in San Jose for a Super Smash Bros. Tournament, like a three-day tournament, and it was in the same convention center as FurCon. So I kind of weaseled my way in, and then eventually, like, I made myself into the artist area, where there was like a bunch of like really sexy fur yiff art. Yiff is like the sexy version of furries, like, or how do you say that word?
Anapomorphize?
Yeah, that's kind of stuff, a little sexy artwork. And as soon as I walked into that section, this person looks at me and goes, "You don't have a fur badge, get out."
A fur badge.
I was like, I'm sorry, but I did take a picture with a really cool dragon. Nice. No, if you are a furry, please reach out to me, because I would love, I don't, not that I, there's no out furries that I know personally, and I would love to chit chat. I want to know what's up with that.
So before we get to our next one, I want to shine a light on Holy Kool-Aid's comment, and I don't want us to dive into it, but I just want to present it as food for thought to people. Before I place this comment on screen, again, heavy trigger warning. Holy Kool-Aid says, "What about pedophiles who are given underage sex dolls? If it keeps them from preying on real kids, assuming it works, adding to that, is it okay?" Not going to dive into it, but it is something I would like everyone to actually think about. Moving on to our next kink, cuckolding, which is an interesting one. It is essentially like a guy watching his partner get, you know, sexy time with another man, and which during the whole time, the boyfriend will be like humiliated and talked down to while he watches his girlfriend get sexy time with me.
Hey, also, I learned today that a female version of that is a cuck queen.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. What's the non-binary version of that? I mean, cuckold sounds pretty, sounds genderless, cuckold, in my opinion. I don't really know. Maybe it sounds different to someone else. But cuck queen definitely sounds like...
I thought it was specific to men, but...
Oh, no. I literally learned today on the internet. Cuck queen. I can answer that question.
Yeah, please, if you could.
Okay, people with an interest of anthropomorphized animals, which is like human-like features, like Sonic the Hedgehog. This quote that I found off the internet says, or like Pokemon, but I don't think Pokemon look like people. I mean, now they do. The freaking like first gen in it, but whatever. I mean, if you could do a little quick Google of furry. I mean, it's a lot of people who are interested in furries or this like I can't say that word. I'm so sorry.
Anthropomorphizing.
Yes. Sometimes they'll do like, if you know what cosplay is, like basically like dress up, and they have
I
like
love cosplay.
Cosplay is dope. It's like maybe I'm wrong, but like it seems like a form of cosplay. And like I love theatrics and I love costumes and I love sometimes they have like animatronic looking things on them, but they'll make like full-blown like fursuits. They'll like feel like, okay, this animal kind of matches my personality. So they make like a suit and they'll wear it to conventions, or they wear it whenever. Sometimes during sex, apparently, but not all the time. It's not really a sexual thing. If you'll ask a lot of furries, they'll say it's not. So I believe them. I don't know. I'm not a furry, so I don't know.
I don't know either. I wish anyone knows. So for those that don't know, what we're looking to do with this show, so Kinks is kind of a kickoff for what we want to do once a month. Every month, we want to tackle a specific kink and have a guest on for that kink. So if you know anyone who is a proponent for any of these kinks and you think they would be ideal to co-host with us, please, you know, let us know in the comments.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. But is being a furry just a sexual fetish? It says no. Though like any other fan interest, video games, comics, etc., there are sexual themes present. While sexual activities with other furries, known as yiffing, after the sound foxes make during sex, is part of the subculture.
For example, the fox say
yiff. If they're having sex. Others maintain a non-erotic interest in the subject. So, I mean, I feel like that kind of clears it up when people are like, oh, furries is a sexual thing. Not always. They just like animals that look like people. It's kind of cool. Like Star Fox. Anyway.
Well, we know your boyfriend likes Star Fox. Should we get into BDSM? Which is, oh my God, I can't
umbrella
believe
umbrella subject. I mean, my next one on my list was foot fetish.
Ooh, that was the next one on my list too. Yes, feet fetishes. There are guys that are just like love feet
too.
Sorry. Oh, there is?
Non-binary.
I've never actually heard of a woman with a foot fetish. Not saying they don't exist, but I've always seen
they do.
men asking for photos of feet.
Men are so like weird and aggressive and entitled about women's bodies, though. So of course they are.
They are entitled. So many men believe they are owed, shit, you know, a help. Like, if you message a woman and say hi, she does not owe you a hi back. It doesn't matter if you send her a message 10 times. And also, I'd never like to speak for women, but I'd like to think in this one scenario, I might be able to. Just saying, hi, beautiful, you need to smile more, is like one of the worst things you could say to a woman. I know it infuriates all the women I know. Do you disagree with that?
No, I'm just like, it just made me cringe hearing you say that.
Oh, okay. So yeah, feet fetish, we've got, and we'll dive. If you want us to dive into any of these more specifically, let us know in the comments. We've got
sound off
gagging, humiliation, knife.
I had to look up what gagging was. I was like,
really?
I was thinking, okay, so you sent me, well, your lovely partner helped you with this list, as you told me, and then you sent it
to me with a sex taser. Yes.
Sex taser. I was thinking, so I was like looking through and I was like, do I not know any of these? And there were a couple actually. So gagging, I'm so naive. I thought it was like sticking something like, you know, like a sock or something. It's like, you know, like gagging someone so they can't talk. So it's like kind of like a,
well,
yeah, that. But when I looked it up, apparently it's more about like gagging on a penis.
So there's both. There is the gagging on a penis fetish, kink, not fetish. And then there is the actually being like ball gagged fetish. They are, sorry, kink. They are two. Well, wait, is that a fetish or a kink?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, man, we should have done even more research. So, but either way, there's a difference. There is the, you know, I have seen some of my friends say they love gagging on a, you know,
a penis.
Thank you. And then some just like being ball gagged and, you know, restrained and not being able to move. Then there is humiliation and degradation. That's where you, well, self-explanatory, humiliate or degrade them, tell them how worthless they are, how not valuable they are, make them feel low. But
that'll make me cry. One of the
important things that comes with BDSM or any type of humiliation play is aftercare. If you are engaging in these type of acts during sex, the person is going to need aftercare afterwards. That's when you baby them, get them anything they need.
Make sure it wasn't too much.
Make sure they're okay. Like Tangel, right when she was on her form, she would check with them the next day because part of her shtick was she would leave them after doing her routine, and then the next day she would check on them, see how she did, make sure they're okay. So it is important. Like, you can't just do these things and then leave someone, you know.
She's an angel.
Afterwards,
I adore her.
Tell them you care. Then we've got knife play, for those who don't know. And I want to
have a disclaimer.
What's the disclaimer?
A lot of these things we're going to talk about, if suddenly you're like, fuck, I want to try that, do your fucking research, because yes, like, a lot of these things can go wrong. Okay,
yes,
things with BDSM, big time. Consent, duh. But if you didn't know that, duh, consent. Oh shit, I was like, what was I talking about?
Here's the thing, like straining people in BDSM or tying them up, you can hurt somebody. You can cut off their circulation.
You can make them pass out.
There are two different types of choking. There is the blood choke and the air choke. The air choke cuts off their oxygen, which takes longer to pass out. The blood choke cuts off the blood to their brain, and they can pass out in 15 seconds and die not much longer after that. The reason I know this is I used to do MMA.
So the trachea crushing choke, which you just shouldn't do. Don't crush fucking neck.
Puck. Maybe if you have the time, you could give us a call and talk a little bit more about DDLG. I just lost my train of thought.
We were talking about choking. Oh,
just make sure this isn't, for one, we're not sitting here telling anybody, hey, go try these kinks. But if these, as Hannah said, if these kinks intrigue you in any way, do your research. Because, for example, there's knife play. The last thing I want anyone to do when they hear that is go, hey, honey, can you go grab a knife and hold it to my throat? Because that could go horribly wrong. You could get seriously injured or even die. So please take the time to look into like everything we're saying and don't just try it just because you heard us use it. Because last thing I want is anybody to get hurt as a result of something either of us said. So please, please be responsible with your kinks. Take the time to do your research. Make sure your partner is fully informed and there is a complete understanding. Boundaries are set and there can be no room for confusion. You want to be as clear as possible. This is not an area to be vague. Additionally, then we've got things like fire play. I'm not even going to begin to talk about that because I wouldn't even know how to do that safely. We have latex fetishes, primal play, which is like pretending you're primal, caveman, animalish, heavy impact, which is hitting, water sports. For those who don't know, that's peeing on each other.
I didn't know. I thought you sent that by mistake. I was like, water sports?
No,
you mean
no,
like there water are... kink? No, water sports.
Yes, and those are
like
people.
Another way to say golden showers. And I was like, there you what? Go. Voted Britain's ninth biggest sexual fetish.
Really? I did not know that.
Yeah, everybody peeing on each other over there. That's fine,
then
though.
We've got, and then pet play where you're pretending to be a pet. But I want to pick up Hannah's list. Let's jump over to the BDSM and all the kinks under that umbrella because there are a lot. BDSM stands for bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, sadism and masochism. Now, for those that don't know, if you want to get into this, and as I understand it, like BDSM queens, they go through significant training because as Hannah and I specified earlier, you can hurt somebody. You can cut off their blood supply, circulation. You can, if you're engaging in certain like impact play or using sounding rods, you could permanently injure somebody. So you need to spend the time doing the research and getting the training. If this is something you're interested in, look for someone who is in the BDSM community in your area and ask if they're willing to take you under their wing.
Go to FetLife, man.
There you go. Oh, FetLife, that's a great site. You can list out all your fetishes and kinks. You can find, that's how I found out about a beach party.
That's how you found out how to beach party? What?
Oh, sorry. About a swingers beach party.
I was just like, I went to a beach party. I was like, cool.
We are going to have a swingers episode. And I can't wait for that because then I'm going to talk about my experience at the swingers club, which was fun, man. Honestly, by far the safest I ever felt in a bar. Most bars put me on edge. I'm like watching my back, watching my drink. I have never been around people that made me feel so comfortable. It was such a nice feeling, but we'll get into that next month when we have Dr. Daryl Ray on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were going to go. I mean, that's the cool thing about BDSM. I mean, like the whole point of like kinks and BDSM is just to like find a way to safely explore things that are different. And I love that always, you know, as like a rule of thumb. So BDSM checklist.
BDSM checklist. Let's bring it up. Wait, did we go over? So we had your list. Oh, we still got to go over some of the other things before we get into BDSM. One of which, bondage overall, is when one partner restrains the other. It's usually a form of dominance and submission. Then with choking, there's a few different things. There's erotic asphyxiation, breath and control play, asphyxophilia, autoerotic asphyxiation, and hypoxophilia, my bad.
I was like, what?
Slapping is pretty self-explanatory. But then we've got pegging, which is an interesting one. Pegging is a sexual act that typically involves a cis woman putting on a strap-on dildo and making sweet, sweet love to the anus of her partner, more often a cis male. And
I love that you read that verbatim. I got that from like yourday.com or something. There was an article about pegging. Yeah, I guess like it could be like a power dynamic thing, and also stimulating that good old prostate could be kind of fun.
So my partner's done it, not to me.
It's growing in popularity.
People are talking about it now.
When you're on TikTok, like all of like Gen Z is, well, not Gen Z, that might be a little bit too young, but like the younger millennials are like, but pegging, like femboy. And I'm like, go you guys, talk about that shit. I love that.
Yeah, people should be able to do what they enjoy as long as it's between consenting adults.
Absolutely, and not harming either of the consenting adults, like long term. Don't fucking hurt yourself. Did you guys notice that I'm in a sex dungeon, by the way? Did I already address that? Look at those.
I did earlier in the show. I said check out.
Yeah, so because I just moved, the studio is not quite finished. So we put up the green screen literally 2 minutes before. And I was like, sex dungeon. That's all I had to say about that.
Oh, okay. Pegging.
Strap on and put it in your butt.
She had said to me the exact same thing what someone else and an article shared. All of the women basically had to say that it was the most empowered they ever felt. Like they felt strength over their partner when they did that. Now, I'm personally... I apologize. I told my girlfriend, I'm like, I'm sorry. I know, you know, it made you feel empowered. I'm not receptive to that at this point. But if it's something people enjoy, just make sure you're doing it responsibly and carefully. Like make sure you are using, which I've learned again from my partner, is there are different types of lubes you want to use for different types of scenarios. So make sure you're using the correct lube and the correct equipment for the correct scenario. Again, it really comes down to taking the time to doing the research and making sure you're making it as comfortable as possible for you and your partner.
Also, I've learned that talking to people at sex shops, like the people who work there, are always like super knowledgeable and super helpful. So if you're ever in doubt, I mean, I don't want to just like make that generalization because you could like have someone who's just like totally sucks, but you know, talk to a couple people at sex shops, look at some forums, expose yourself. Yes,
junk shop says the correct lube for the correct toy. Now that's correct because there are like glass and silicone, and they require different types of lubes. Like there's a silicone based or an oil based lube and a water based lube, and I guess there's a silicone based lube. And my girlfriend did tell me some things about it, but I didn't spend the time doing the research, so I don't want to get into it. Just make sure you are using the appropriate lube for the appropriate toy on the appropriate occasion.
And the appropriate person.
Yes. going back to...
I didn't know there was electroplay.
Electroplay, yeah. So, no, check it out. So that's what I wanted to bring. My partner has this glass electro toy where, like... I guess it electrifies your skin. You can feel it, but it makes it more sensitive. So apparently people use it on the nipples and other sensitive areas because then it makes it more like you'll enjoy that area more because it becomes more sensitive.
I already have sensitive nipples. No, thank you. And also
IQ says clean your toys, damn it. Yes. Make sure you're also using the proper cleaning.
Don't use like a Clorox wipe.
Yes.
Like toy specific cleaning spray. Go into your local sex store. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Get it on Amazon if you're scared.
The partner says it was a violet wand.
The partner said it was the violet wand. Your baby. Well,
honestly, she should be on this show because she is more qualified than I am to be talking.
Don't be scared. Don't be shy. The world wants to see you.
Yeah, wants to see you and hear you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on from pegging, we had electro play. Oh, wax play. Yes. So
fun. I haven't done that before, but
I want to try it because again, supposedly there's some good ones that turn into like massage wax and oil, so it's like heats up your skin, makes it more sensitive, and then you can rub each other and things like that. Like I totally want to try that.
I accidentally freaking did wax play on myself the other night. No, it wasn't really, it wasn't even wax, and it was not playful or fun. So I learned, this is completely off topic. Can I please just tell this story really quick? Cause it was so stupid. I was trying to glue something, like part of my like high heel was broken. So I was using Gorilla Glue and some of it had dripped onto my pants. I was wearing jeans with like rips in them. So there was a lot of like leg exposed, but also like cotton in between.
Love legs.
And I didn't, you said you love legs?
Legs are my weakness.
Okay. Really are. I love lamp. Where did that come from? Let me finish my goddamn story first. Okay. So literally I tell like a story and you just go, I love legs. Okay.
Well, because you sorry.
I guess it was relevant. I did say my leg was exposed. It was kind
exactly.
Of,
like, dude.
I love legs. I love lamp. I see you, I love
like,
egg. With
all those holes in their jeans. It's just like, oh. Like, I just want to cry. I hate those
holes in those jeans. But anyway, I was wearing, like, holy jeans. Some, like, holy mom jeans. And when you mix Gorilla Glue with cotton, it has a chemical reaction that can burn your skin. So I was sitting there, and I got some of Gorilla Glue on my fingers, and I didn't care. It happens to me all the time every time I use it because I'm an idiot. But then some of it dripped on my pants, and I started screaming. And Thomas is like, what's going on? I was like, it burns! Because it was going through on my jeans and mixing with the cotton and fucking left like welts on my leg. And that wasn't sexy at all. Anyway, but I feel like I would very much like to do wax play because it would be less painful than having super glue have a chemical reaction, getting a chemical burn. You know what I mean?
Well, now that I have had a second person aside from my partner confirm this, where is it? Junk Shop Library. Water lube for silicone toys is the most important. Otherwise, your toy can disintegrate. That's correct. Other lubes can ruin your toy. So make sure you're using water on silicone toys.
Mm-hmm. If you ever not sure, ask the person at the sex shop, be like, what kind of lube should I do with this? They always tell you they're great. Maybe it's just like I've just had really good experiences at sex shops.
I've never been to a sex shop, so I plan on going sometime.
You have to. Now you got,
temperature play, which is a type of sensation that uses
where they put you in an oven.
No, what? No, like ice cubes, wax, water, toys, just basically a difference between warm and cold. Then we've got butt play, and we all know there is a lot. They've got butt plugs.
That was a butt.
Dildos. There's a whole slew of stuff. Even a finger. Whatever you want to use. No, no. I take that back. Not whatever you want to use.
Whatever. Anything you want. A whole house. No. A butt. Doesn't even matter. Well,
the important thing to note is that sure the toys you use, have an end to
and
them.
I taught you this.
Was that you?
That was because me, because your butt will suck it up.
Will suck it up and swallow it, and then you're screwed. You're stuck.
Keep it out of
so
bed.
Make sure, you know, just make sure there's a, you know, an ending to it. It's
use
not
like an actual like thing that's for your butt. Like, don't stick random things in your butt. Like if you want to, that's fine. Just be so careful because there's a chance it's not coming back.
Oh, okay. Jessica says, use soy massage wax candles. They won't burn you.
That's good to know. I was about to just get a freaking tea candle from the... See, that's like the thing. Like, even with like the most simple like kinks and like BDSM type things you want to delve into, like you should just like do a little research first because like you could get fucking hurt and not in a fun way. Like damaged.
Especially with BDSM, with some of the clamps and things they use, you could get injured for life. So
proper equipment, if you can.
Take the time. Then we've got role playing, which, okay. I've done cosplay. I've never done role playing before.
I've dressed up.
So role playing is, it may involve two or more people, and you basically pick a role. You know, it could be the, you're pretending to be the pizza guy or the landlord.
And your penis is in the pizza box. Surprise.
You know, you ever see those pornos where the penis is in the pizza box?
And they're
I wouldn't be comfortable with that because I don't want mine to like melted cheese, man. Think about that. Your penis is in a box. Do you really want melted cheese going on your penis? I don't know about anyone else, but I don't.
I just want melted cheese. Don't care about the penis. Just give me the melted cheese.
This is the most interesting episode I think we've ever done.
Nuh-uh. The one with Tangela is still my favorite.
Tangela was the most extreme. I think this is the most interesting that you and I have done solo.
Okay, I'll do that.
So DDLG, that is the acronym for that. What'd you say?
Oh, we tapped into that a little bit, but DDLG.
Disclaimer, DDLD lifestyle should never be mistaken or misunderstood to have anything to do with non-consensual sexual contact of any kind between an actual underage child and adult, should not be confused with pedophilia, defined as a psychiatric disorder in which an adult or older adolescent experiences. I don't know that I like the way this is worded, so I'm going to stop.
These are not Ethan's words. These are like things I pulled from the internet just to like have like cliff notes to be like, here's things I found on each of these topics. But basically, this article that I found, I can even give you the source just so you guys can believe that that's not Ethan just being like, fuck all of everyone. Okay, so I mean, if you harm children, we don't like you, but I understand that people are wired certain ways, and I feel for people. RoxyHart.com, there was an article that had understanding DDLG relationships, and I wanted to read the whole thing, but I didn't have time because I think maybe that has a little bit to do with age play. But this person was saying that like, it's a crime in the USA, and it is considered a disorder apparently. I don't know if that's still the case, but pedophilia, blah, blah, blah. Don't confuse that with DDLG, because they're not condoning any kind of sexual contact between an adult and a minor. So, I mean, if that's the case, cool. As long as people aren't being harmed, cool. I think if there is harm that's being done that I'm unaware of, please bring it to my attention. Because, like, where I stand with this is, like, I don't know enough about it to really make a comment.
And then we've also got, I'm glad Shane reminded me, CBT, which is cock and ball torture. I ever want to experience because it sounds painful, but I understand some may enjoy it. Going back to our list. Ooh, wait, where did it go? Crap.
The next one was
race play.
Yeah, I didn't know that was like... a thing.
I found out race play was a thing today, and this is where it can be upsetting to some, because it's between two consenting adults and often incorporates racist or hurtful and derogatory terms sexually. Typically, so one example would be a white and a black individual, and either the white person using derogatory terms or the black person using derogatory terms. Obviously, this could go for any race. This is just one example. In fact, there have been two people that on my Facebook had stated that they've had this requested on their OnlyFans, but they refuse to do it because
they need to feel comfortable freaking doing it.
Need to feel comfortable. Like, and you know, I don't know about anyone else, but someone could not pay me to verbally degrade and use derogatory terms against another race. Like there's not enough money for that. I'm not going to do that. Even if it is like it pleases this one person, great. It's not my thing. I can't do that. I just can't.
Yeah, that wouldn't feel right. But I guess some people are into it. I mean, I guess it's one of those very controversial kinks. I think the problem is when you start like using race play to someone who is super like not on the same page as you, like if you start just calling someone slurs in the middle of sex, like before talking to them about it, like I I think you might have some things you need to talk about with a therapist. Because that's not freaking cool. Like, talk, like, you need to communicate first. I'm not trying to, like, kink shame or anything, but, like, don't just, like, call people slurs without, like...
No. Yeah. And see, and that goes into, like, consent with, like, in the bedroom. Let's say you are into verbal degradation. Don't just start doing that to someone. Don't just start choking them. You need to make sure it is something they either want or are receptive to, because words hurt and not everyone is okay with that. So, you know,
some people have like baggage that you're like really fucking with.
Exactly. Clear lines of consent are important. And then also something else to keep in mind, just because somebody's into like verbal degradation or slapping or choking in the bedroom does not mean that's what they want in real life. And if you do that in, I don't have another term other real life. If you do it outside the bedroom, that's abuse. It's, right. In fact, it's abuse in the bedroom if you don't get consent from your partner.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And then before we get into our BDSM list, the last one we have listed is scat. Not that scat. So
I scat while I'm riding it. Scooby-dee-bop-dee-dee-dee-dee-loop.
Do you ever ever hear that Scat Man song? Skibbity bitty da ba doo ba da bee ba. I can't do it.
The like Scat Man song?
I can do it, so can you.
Have you ever heard the Scat Man song Slowed Down? It's the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life.
No, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, like
Scat Man Slowed Down.
It's like skirpa. It's just funny. Anyway, is scat play. I found that I wish it could be in my brain when I sent you the list of like my notes, because like some of them I just like put on there because I thought it was funny, but I didn't want to like even talk about it. Like coprophilia. Did I say that right? Coprophilia. And it says from Greek is also called scatophilia or scat. The paraphilia. Involving sexual arousal and pleasures from feces. And if you know anything and you watched Donnie Darko, you know that feces is baby mice. And that's just a quote from people who know freaking Donnie Darko. For the rest of you,
so it's play.
Yes, it's poop play. Sorry. Two girls, one cup. I've never seen it and I never will. I know what it sounds like because too many people have tried to trick me into watching it, and I will not. I want to go the rest of my life without seeing it. Like, I just don't need to see it. But if that's what you're into, good for you. As long as people are consenting and no one's being harmed. Just don't poop on.
And I got to be honest, I used to kink shame certain things. When I'd hear certain things, I'd be like, you know, gross or that's nasty or what's wrong with you. But now it's just like, you know what? Everyone is into their own thing. And again, if it's between two consenting adults, who cares?
Yes, literally like none of my business. Like,
right. It really isn't.
What, I don't want to be pooped on. Like, that doesn't mean I can't, like some people fucking do. Okay. Like, whatever. Like,
and that's.
I ain't perfect either. I like weird shit.
What other people do in the bedroom is not your business. If they want to go and go through the list of every single kink, they can. Don't judge them for it. They're two consenting adults. Let them do what they want to do.
And I heard that it's worse if you like try to suppress things. Unless, you know, you're suppressing things that are like super harmful. Like maybe you should suppress those. Find other outlets. Find a healthy way. But like living in shame and like that can sometimes be worse. I kind of think.
So. I lived just because, so I like,
are you gonna say things? Don't say anything you're not comfortable with.
No, I like aggressive sex, and I was shamed by a partner for quite a long time and never tried it with that partner at all, but always made me feel pretty horrible for being into it. So it turned me into somebody that became very reserved and scared to express my actual needs from fear of being called names or saying something was wrong with me. And I'm not even that experimental. I'm like talking very basic stuff. And now like I have someone who is kind of promoting a healthy sex
exploration.
Healthy sex exploration or relationship, which is really nice. But we've got a huge BDSM checklist we got to go down, and we're already over time.
I have time if y'all want to stick around. We have just like a straight up BDSM checklist, and I want to go through this.
You know what?
I feel like you should share it with everybody.
All right, here. I am going to make the BDSM checklist available. Give me one moment. I am going to put it in the chat.
Here you go, guys.
Okay.
Do it with us.
The link is 100% safe, I assure you. It is a Microsoft OneDrive link that will bring you to a kink checklist. Feel free to download it and use it because it does. It has a great bunch. You could give it to your partner and have them check off like what they're into, what they're not into. So let's go over some of these. We've got now some of these are repetitive of what we talked about earlier, but I'm still going to go through the list. We've got abrasion, which is scraping and sanding, anal play.
Sorry, I told myself that I wasn't going to react like that to any of these. I don't know. It's one of those things where thinking of like sandpaper on my skin, my teeth just started to hurt. Is that what that's talking about?
Like sandpaper on skin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sand.
Oh, scraping. Okay. That's like one of those things that like makes my skin crawl. You know, like some people don't like touching cotton balls. Like I don't like to touch sandpaper. It makes my nails.
Yes. Sandpaper or microfiber cloths. Those are like goosebumps just from thinking about microfiber.
Man, you just like totally went to sensory overload just now talking about that. That's interesting.
Well, I just thought of something. I'm kind of proud of myself. I haven't really giggled this whole time at any of these. I feel really serious
and it's weirding me out.
I am. I'm taking this very seriously. I feel like I'm like improving in this area and I'm becoming more comfortable talking about sex to the point that you're not able to make me as uncomfortable as easily.
No, I know. I'm like trying to overhear like crack wise and you're just like, so listen, guys. I'm like, No, it's fine. You're doing a great job. And I think it's important that one of us stay a little bit responsible during something like this, because like I feel bad, but I didn't even like realize that it would like even just talking about some of these kinks and fetishes would not sit right with people, not even just make them like squeal and go, ooh, that's weird. Like might actually like freak people, some people out and like, or trigger them. And so I appreciate that you took the initiative to do that.
Yeah, I just, I know what it's like to be kink shamed, and I don't want to do that to other people because it fucks you up. It makes you feel broken and wrong for being yourself. And I don't want anybody else to feel the way I have felt for many years, because it absolutely sucks feeling like there's something wrong with you. So I am not going to laugh or joke about any of these things, because they are important to some people. And I want them to know that I am taking this seriously.
Very serious. Sorry.
Okay. Hannah's impression of Ethan was hilarious.
I remember what I did. Oh, it was like, we're going to be serious now. Something like that. Abrasion. We literally got through one kink.
And you stopped.
Derailed us. Okay, sorry. Anal play. Anal plugs, parentheses, different sizes. Anal sex. Animal role play. Arm and leg sleeves, parentheses, binders.
That's like being, like having your arms and legs like binded.
Auction. Sorry. Okay. Asphyxiation. That's like choking, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Putting off the breathing. Yep. Auctioned for charity. I have never heard of that being.
Oh, but like I just looked at the next one. Oh.
Woo! The next one's ball stretching. You didn't like that one. He's not shaming. He just, it's like the sandpaper for me. Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about, like, I'm one of those people that when you talk or describe things, like, I actually, like, in a way feel them. There is a name for people who have that ability, and I forgot what it's called. If anyone in the comments knows, please let me know. But it's like you physically have that reaction because you can feel it and empathize, and it just sends, like, chills.
Oh, yeah, sympathy pain.
Yeah. Okay, so then we've got bathroom permission control, which is like not letting someone go to the bathroom until you give them permission. Pretty self-explanatory. We've got beating, which is hard and soft. Obviously, two very different things. To give you an example, I have a friend who will remain nameless that actually likes that likes getting in situations where she gets like beaten up like MMA style. And it's not even sexual. It's this weird, not weird. It's this, interesting submission technique where you're giving up all your power. And, I wish I actually had her to come on and talk about it, but I don't.
You mean like she likes to be like
physically beaten up and manhandled, person handled.
It's kind of fun to be manhandled.
No, I'm talking like full-on choke, punch, elbow to the face, knee to the gut, like full-on MMA.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Not just actually like picking a girl up and slamming her into the wall, you know. Not that. I'm talking like,
only a little bit vanilla, okay? I just made the ugliest face when you said that. Sorry. Okay, can we skip the next one? Yeah, I'm fine. I don't I'm sorry. Like, I don't condone that. I'll just let you know now. Biting and being bitten.
Blindfolds.
Oh. Okay. You go now.
All right. Blindfolds, bondage, light and heavy, bondage all day or even multi-day. There are some people who want to be tied up all day and not have the ability to go anywhere or do anything and be completely powerless.
Interesting.
Then we've got, where did I leave off? Boot worship, self-explanatory. Branding. Yes, that is what it sounds like. Heating up something metal and branding you like an animal.
I feel like you should really do research if that's something that you want to do, because I feel like infections could definitely happen.
Agreed. Yeah. And then we've got breast bondage, you know, pretty self-explanatory. Breast
pumping,
breast whipping, breath control and choking, breath control with mild restriction. Then we've got cage cells, closets locked inside of one. Caning, which is actually striking with a cane-like object. I don't know the difference.
Feel like an old lady being like, give me my purse back, Sonny. I'm not trying to be a dick.
Then we've got catheterization, which I believe is the sounding rods. For those that don't know, sounding rods
are
basically these long metal things that go up a person with a penis's hole. Again, when I was jokingly, so I want to be clear, I'm not into this, but I have these conversations everywhere. And I had to go to the doctor that happened to be a urologist. And I actually brought this up because I have to have, like, because of my age, I have to have a test done or whatever.
Yeah, because of your age.
I'm an old man. anyway, I told her, like, I'm like that guy that will just bring up random stuff to start conversations. So I started telling her how I have a sex show. And on that sex show, we had someone that specialized in urethral rods. And her reaction was, oh my God, don't do that. You're not a doctor. I'm like, I'm not doing it. She's like, well, I don't recommend anybody does it unless they are medically trained. Wow. So again, she said you can get seriously hurt. So please, with any of these,
know what you're doing.
We don't want to, we can't emphasize this enough. Do your research.
Oh my God, that's super funny because I literally brought it. I did the same thing. I was like with some friends and I was just like, so I learned about what cock and ball torture is.
okay, I may have made a mistake. Junk shop, if you could clarify. Catheterization and sounding are very different things. Okay, so I made a mistake.
Like, okay, like a catheter is like goes up your urethra, right? So I was thinking catheterization would be similar, maybe, but apparently they're very different.
Yeah, junk shop, if you could, you know, explain the difference in the comments. Let's go ahead. Do you want to keep going through the list, Hannah, while we're waiting?
You know what? So guess what? Tomorrow's my last day at my current job.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to teach preschool anymore.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read through this list crazy fast. How about that?
Yeah. But anyway, I'm going to work. If anyone fucking cares, clearly Ethan doesn't. But I'm going to start working from home and I'm going to have more time to invest in things like this.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Catheters are hollow and are used to control bladder release. Sounding is about expansion and dilation. I apologize. As I said at the beginning, if I get anything wrong, please correct me. I am trying my best to get all of this out there with the information I have available. Eric says, oh, hey, Eric, sounding rods are made of metal and are specifically for sexual gratification. Just say.
And I also owe all of my success to Eric D. Murphy because he got me this new job. I love him so fucking much. Okay.
All right. Let me fly through these real quick. To our lovely call screener, Nate, thank you so much. You can go ahead and drop now. I'm not going to take any more calls. Appreciate you doing this.
Thank you.
Big shout out. All right. So we have got Chains. Chamber pot use, don't know what that is. Chastity, chauffeuring, which is
chamber pot use is probably making someone poop in a bucket. So a chamber pot is like a toilet, right?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry, I'm not gonna interrupt. Ready? So are you gonna read this whole fucking thing?
I'm trying, if you would let me get through it.
Jesus Christ. Okay, ready?
1 minute. Go. Okay. Chosen clothing for, chosen food for, clamps, clothespins, cock worship, collars, contract slaves, corsets, cross-dressing, cuffs, leather and metal, cunnilingus, cutting, daily, I thought that said daily diarrhea, daily diary, diapers, dilation, dildos, earplugs, edge play, electric play, electricity, electricity with a TENS unit, electricity with a violet wand, enemas for cleansing, enemas for retention training, exercise, force/required, erotic dancing, examinations, exhibitionism for friends or for strangers, eye contract restrictions, face slapping, fantasy gang rape, fantasy rape play, fellatio, finger claws, fire play, fisting, both anal and vaginal, following orders, foot worship, forced dressing, forced feminization, forced homosexuality, forced masturbation, forced nudity, forced servitude, gags, bit, gags, cloth, gags, inflatable, flaylick, rubber ball, tape.
Your audio's gone. That's the universe being like, we're only at the F's and Hannah's sweating from these studio lights. Okay, so Ethan's gonna, man. Okay, so I'm gonna. Okay, what did he say? Foot worship, blah 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 blah. Force certitude. Okay, go.
Am I back?
Ooh, yes, you're back.
Ooh, I don't know what happened.
That was terrible.
Group play, hand jobs, hair pulling, hairbrush, spankings, harems, harnessing, head, high heel wearing, high heel worship, homage with tongue, hoods, hot wax, hot waxing, human puggy. Humiliation in private, humiliation in public, hypnotism, ice cubes, I wasn't even going to say that one. Initiation rites, injections, interrogations, kidnapping, kneeling, knife play, leather restraints, leather wearing, lectures for misbehaving. Oh, this is so many. Licking. Manacles and irons, manicures giving, manicures receiving, mantra, meditation, massage giving, massage receiving, masturbation. Oh my God, this is huge.
I told you.
All right, I'm almost done.
That's what she said.
Medical senses, milking, modeling, mummification, name change, nipple clamps, nipple piercing, nipple play, nipple weights, orgasm control, orgasm denial, aura fixation, outdoor scenes, pain mild, pain severe, pearl shower, penetration, double and even triple, personal modification, phone sex, piercing, perm and temporary, pony play, prisons, prostitution, both real and fantasy, punishment scene, something P-U-S-S-Y worshiping, P-U-S-S-Y worship, sorry, I won't say that word, Benji, riding crops, riding the horse, rimming, rituals, religious scenes, role-playing, rope bondage with Japanese style, rubber latex clothing, scarification, scat, scent play, scratching, both receiving and giving, sensory deprivation, serving as a maid or ashtray, serving as furniture, serving as art, serving other doms, servitude, sexual deprivation, shared, given to, I don't know, shaving, sleep deprivation, that sounds tough, slutty clothing, spandex clothing, spanking, speculums, I don't know what that is, speech restrictions, spreader bars, standing in the corner, stocks, stocking worship, straight jackets, strap-on dildos, strapping, suction cups, suspension, swallowing, all different types of stuff, swapping, all different types of stuff, swinging, switching roles, tattooing, teasing, thumb cuffs, tickling, total power exchange, uniform wearing, vampire gloves, verbal humiliation, vibrators, videotape scenes, Wharton bug pinwheel.
What?
I don't know. Wharton bug pinwheel.
Wharton bug pinwheel.
Wearing symbolic jewelry, weight control, and whipping, and even wrestling. Whew! There we go. If everyone would like that list, I put it in the comments one last time. Appreciate everyone who joined us today. I know we covered a lot of hot, controversial things. If we made any mistakes, please correct us. Let us know what we did wrong, what we missed, what we may have misunderstood. Also, I'd like to thank our top tier patrons, Cindy Plaza, Kenneth Leonard, Sky, Jump and Shoot, Oz, P, Secular Rarity, Philip Leach, Caitlin Beyond, Toast, Richard Gilliver, Sunset Sarge, The Blazing Wizard Pope, Amit Matthew, WKL, Keonta and Fava Beans, Ray Sylvester. Thank you all for your patronage. Bye. Special thanks to Hannah and my partner for helping put all this great episode together and getting all this and all the work, Hannah, that you did, all the documentation. I appreciate all of it.
My Whew. Pleasure. And I just want you to know that you are very privileged to not know what a speculum is, my dear, sweet, sweet Ethan.
Aww. Well, later. Everyone, let us know what you thought of the show in the comments, what you'd like to see more of, what you'd like to see less of. And as just a reminder, I do see someone in the comments who's wanting to bring religious stuff into it. No, this is not a religious show. If you want to have the religious or God debate, tune into the perspective. This is a show where two atheists come together and try and normalize conversations around sex. Remember to like and subscribe and have a wonderful evening. Thanks, Hannah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and I forgot to say, Holy Kool-Aid has a xylophone kink. My bad.